grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Welcome, Chris Valley from the Hemp Store.
Well, kia ora, Johnny. Hey. And, Corey over there.
Yeah, Corey.
Hey.
Hey.
Chris, Chris, I was in the Hemp Store yesterday afternoon,
I learned
that there's a new innovation in joint rolling. It's a pre-rolled thing called a cone.
A cone.
How far behind the times am I?
A lot.
Is that a new thing?
Look, huh?
I still, like, just hack away with a couple of zigzags.
Mate. But they've probably been around longer than you have. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I first encountered cones in 2003 when I was in Holland.
Yes.
And,
what a time.
Arthur Vandenberg, he was the guy that invented them. An actual machine that could churn them out.
Yep.
He brought cones to the world.
All right.
But now you get, you know, OCB, raw, these great varieties of papers.
It's pre-rolled. You just fill
it
up.
Oh. And in fact, what I think I was showing you was these pink ones.
Mm.
Pink papers, pink cones made out of roses. It's all the thing. It's the latest thing, everyone.
I've been living under a rock, Chris. I knew about blunts and swishes and all that, but I had never seen one of these things. I was like,
just like dipping your toes in the water, but you need to fully immerse.
Okay, all right.
Come on down. We'll give you a lesson.
All right.
But speaking of which, in Canada this week, I'm just going to go straight into a Canadian story, which was that they have announced just today, this is on the BBC, health warnings will appear on individual cigarettes for this first time in the world. So every cigarette will have a health warning printed on it. No word yet whether that's going to extend to actual rolling papers, mm-hmm. you know, for people who roll their own,
mm-hmm.
and whether that will extend to cannabis, the legal cannabis market, where, of mm-hmm. course, in Canada, you can just buy pre-rolled joints.
Yes.
You don't have to fill them up.
Okay.
You can get a pre-rolled joint dipped in hash and smothered in resin and covered in crystals and whatever you want.
Okay.
Or something mild.
Yes. Do you think that we'll see stuff like that at chemists here, or are we a bit further away from that?
Yeah, you certainly already see them. People come into the shop every day talking about that kind of thing, but not legally. we are kind of limited in what can be approved here. Looking at our current regulations, it's doubtful whether those kind of measured dose formats can actually get through, even though you'd think that's what they'd be all about, is going, here's your standardized joint.
Yes.
With a measured dose, even a little, you're going to print things on it, you can print
your 1 gram of cannabis.
A dosimeter down the side of it.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, unfortunately, what we do have is lots of flower, bud, and oils.
Yes.
Oils being longer lasting because people have them in the mouth and under mm-hmm. the tongue, so it's metabolized in a different way. You tend mm-hmm. to get a kind of 8 to 10 to 12 hour kind of time frame with the oils and then the flowers as well. And we talked a bit about that last week
mm-hmm.
with New Zealand's first. And I was reflecting on that and thinking, well, they've come up with a good name, Peak.
Mm.
Mm. Rightfully so. I think, as I was saying last week,
Kikuyu Peak, right?
Kikuyu Peak. What is Kikuyu? It's a weed you can't get rid of. And it's grass. It just grows everywhere. Mm. And Peak, you know, this one has set a new peak. It's set a new benchmark for legal cannabis. It's not the best cannabis I've ever come across.
Yes.
And not the best cannabis in New Zealand. There will be growers out there who are doing a better job right now. But they're not legal. And you or I can't get hold of it.
But so you did say it was the best legal on the market.
Yes. And to be able to grow that well and get it through all the hoops and get it out to the people. You know, that's why overall, if you're going to judge it on all those factors, that puts it in the number one spot.
Considering it has to make the trek to Australia to get packaged, then make its way back here. You know,
it's still so fucked.
Yeah.
Why is it being sent just to get repackaged and then sent back? That's so dumb.
Yeah, it is. That's part of the GMP regulations, and we just don't have GMP packing facilities for cannabis that people can access.
Yeah.
There's a couple of producers, I think, so the big guys, CannaSouth and Helios, have got GMP packing for themselves, but they're not packing anything with it yet, I don't believe. But, hopefully soon that will change. Yeah, because This brings me to the first major story of the week, and this was actually in all the, well, I think, all the media I looked at, which was that a New Zealand medicinal cannabis study that came out this week found 96% of participants reported improvements to their health and to their medical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible, I think. And so this is University of Otago, Victoria Uni, and University of Auckland.
Okay, all three universities all teaming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yep. Collabing together. It was a survey. It was people who were already using medicinal cannabis and asking them about their experiences and collecting data on the quality, efficacy, effects it had on them, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
NewsHub and Stuff both did particularly good reports on it, I thought, this week. But NewsHub broke it down. 96% of people with pain reported a benefit, 97% of those with difficulty sleeping, 98% of people with mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, 46% said that they could reduce or entirely stop their other medicines.
Mm. Wow. Wow, that's good.
Especially for those on opiate-based ones, correct, Amondo?
Exactly. Mm. And that is, in fact, what the co-author, study co-author and lead, Dr. Jeff Noller of the Dunedin School of Medicine's Bioethics Department. He's actually a former executive member of Normal, just between you and me, back in the day. So he said, you know, this is actually reflecting quite a few other studies that have found similar things, that it has this really high rate of efficacy reported by patients. And that, you know, this is a really important thing, that people could get off their opioid-based medicines. But Jeff, Dr. Noller, he pointed out that unfortunately the majority of the study participants were still having to source their cannabis through illicit means due to barriers sourcing it legally.
Yes. Cost.
Yeah, cost and a bit of difficulty and a bit of, you know, lack of training for the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lack of confidence for the doctors, just all a bit too difficult.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're finding yourself in that, in there, you know, the clinics and specialists are often an easier way to go because they have that confidence, they have the experience, and you know, they've prescribed it thousands of times now.
Yes.
And they know the risk profile, they know what to look out for, they know what to tell people. And so that means they're more likely to prescribe it compared to a doctor who hasn't gone through all of that.
Yeah.
And it might just go, oh, this is a bit difficult.
And if people head to the Hemp Store website, if you scroll down, you've got a little link to a bunch of
right
cannabis
there.
Clinics.
That's right. We have them all there. We don't get anything out of that other than just trying to help people go legal and you know, have access to it. Because a lot of people don't realise how easy it is and that the prices have come a lot down on what they were. A huge, you know, products that were, I was just talking about this with a customer today, products that were around $500 for, you know, a THC oil, you can now get for $129.
Oh, that's
pretty
good.
So they've gone down a huge amount. And per cannabinoid, 30 mils at 25% per milligram of cannabinoid, that actually works out really cheap.
Yes.
That's nothing to complain about in terms of world prices.
Yeah.
The flower is still a little bit much, but it's going to come down. Currently, though, why this is all relevant is despite that efficacy, this 96% benefits for people, no medical cannabis products are currently funded or subsidised.
Yes.
But the Stuff report, good on them, they went and talked to Pharmac, the chief medical officer for Pharmac, Dr. David Hughes, and he pointed out that while they had declined a funding application for Sativex back in 2015, that application wasn't withdrawn. It actually remains active, and they can re-trigger it if new evidence is received, such as the study, perhaps. He also pointed out that to date, 9 individual people had been provided funding for their medicinal cannabis based on what they call exceptional clinical circumstances.
Yes.
So, you know, 9 out of an
five
estimated...
So we look at this population of 5 million, though.
Yeah,
it's not a lot.
Exactly. According to the Ministry of Health, we have about 250,000 regular medicinal cannabis users.
9 out of 250,000, nothing.
Yeah. So there's a long way to go there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a start. Mm-hmm. And it's good that they're open-minded to it.
Mm. Okay, what else is in the news, Chris Bowley? Ooh.
Okay, so on the weird did you know this tip, New Zealand provides drug sniffing, specifically pot sniffing dogs, to the Pacific Islands. And we actually invite their, we coordinate through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, the Pacific Drug Detector Dog Unit, and which last year seized 17 kilos of cannabis in Fiji alone.
Yes.
And they send their officers here to be trained up, and we give them dogs. We breed the dogs and give them dogs.
Just for cannabis or other
stuff? They do it for other drugs.
As well.
But if you're sniffing cannabis, it's got to be a specifically trained cannabis dog,
not
just doing everything. So the very fact they're detecting cannabis shows that they have a cannabis dog that we, the taxpayer, have paid for and have sent out to the Pacific Islands.
The Pacific Islands are struggling with sort of big old drugs.
Yeah, so concentrate on that.
Traveling through, right? Methamphetamine, so, cocaine.
Exactly. So wouldn't another meth dog be better? I mean, you know, this is the sort of point I'm making. Why are we continuing to fund that sort of thing?
Yeah.
And the only reason, in fact, this has got any publicity is because the program's up for renewal. It started in 2018. It's a 5-year contract. It's okay. 2023, so yes. They're out to get a bit of publicity and show how great they are.
Okay.
But, behind the headlines, what this really reveals is we are paying to train cannabis-sniffing dogs for the Pacific Islands.
Yeah.
Including Tahiti, which I thought was really interesting.
Should France look after them?
You'd think so, eh?
Yeah.
You'd think so. Yeah. Boy.
Okay, Chris, what else is next in the news?
What else we got? Okay, a couple of things from international, and that is that in Minnesota, we're going to say, woohoo! Because just yesterday, the governor, Tim Walz, danced his way to victory. Now, he signed legislation legalizing the use, sale, and home cultivation of cannabis by adults. Minnesota Normal was huge in the passage of this. The founder of Minnesota Normal was a victim of their laws, like I've been, and they ran a very grassroots campaign, and they've actually got it over the line. It's a model that is anti-corporate. Adults can legally purchase up to 2 ounces, 8 grams of concentrates. They can cultivate 8 plants, no more of four of which can be mature.
Nice.
They can possess up to 2 pounds in private. So none of that, you can grow your 8 plants, but then only possess 10 grams.
Yeah, they're being realistic.
Like so they're being realistic on harvest date.
Yeah.
And they're also, this comes into effect on August the 1st, officials on that day will begin the process of righting the wrongs by expunging the records of Minnesotans, that's what they call them.
Yes.
With cannabis convictions, and that brings it to 23 states plus
DC. Nearly half of all states in America.
Halfway there. It's past over half of the population.
Wow.
With California and New York among them.
Oh my goodness.
So incredible. And of course New Zealand, with elections later this year, we have a chance to join them. You know, we shouldn't give up on that. Don't accept that referendum of 3 years ago. We are also on the cusp of freedom if we demand it.
There you
go. And the fact that half the country just about voted for it shows you there's this huge amount of votes up for grabs. We just got to make ourselves known and tell these people that are running that this is important. And what you can use, in fact, is a bit of ammo. Is the Legalized Cannabis Party, the Aotearoa Legalized Cannabis Party, this year has been showing up in the political opinion polls.
Here we go.
And the latest one was just this week. The One News Kantar poll put them on 1%, which is better than none, of course. But there's other parties that get quite a bit of coverage that are in those kind of numbers. And that 1%, that's not going to get them over the 5 necessarily, but that 1% is up for grabs for a party that can give voice to those issues better than they are. So if there's a party out there that wants an extra 1%, which could make the difference between forming a government or not, it's so tight.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and the Legalized Cannabis Party in Australia typically also figures at around the 1 or 2% in the polls, and they have managed to get in 3 states MPs elected into their upper houses, the last of which was New South Wales. And that is having a direct effect on their state legislatures. So, it can be done. Can be done, people. Have hope. Right. Well, that's about me, then.
News out. Okay, we've got some questions on the text machine for you, Chris,
go on, then.
Shout out the Hemp Store. Random question. Well, not that random, because it is marijuana media. But someone wants to know the current market price for an ounce of good buds. I'm assuming they're talking about the street price of cannabis. What? Is it still around $350 for a good...
Generally so, yeah. It's stayed around there for many, many years.
Yes.
It hasn't been subject to inflation. Mm-hmm. It hasn't gone up 7.5% this year.
Is 400 getting out there?
You do hear that. Some people, that used to be laughed at, and occasionally it does happen. So somewhere between 350 and 400 is generally what people are paying.
Yes.
With the legal cannabis from a prescription, it sometimes is slightly more than that, but not a great deal. Mm-hmm. Some of the strains are right on par with that price when you work it out per gram.
Mm-hmm.
But they might be a bigger bag, like 35 grams instead of 28. So when you work it out to back to an ounce price, they're fairly comparable. But that's generally what people are paying. At the lower end of the market, of course, it's based around dollar bills. It's $20 for a tinny and $50 for a bag.
Yes.
And it's the quantity that changes, not the price.
Yes.
And that's typical of illicit drug markets all around the world, where they're based around the currency of what you can exchange in a furtive handshake.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what we have as a policy is furtive handshakes, and what can be done clandestinely is mm-hmm. what determines our market and what people get access to, as opposed to, you know, going into a nice shop and seeing something tested and clean and lovely and having that ability for people who are doing a good job of it now to mm-hmm. enter that local, that legal industry and not yes. be locked out from it.
Someone's obviously tried out the Kikuyu and Kikuyu Dune. Hey, boys, miss us on the Kikuyu Dune. Doesn't compare to my genetics, though. Also, they're saying 200 for 10 grams plus consult and a script. Not much change out of 400 for initial consult plus three scripts. And they're saying that they're just giving us a between 18 and 22 THC content. That's what they've said on the text machine.
Yes, well, it's the June, I think it says 18 on the pack, I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's allowed to be plus or minus 20% of what it is on the pack, that's mm-hmm. in terms of what you actually get. Probably has come down a little bit from that. I think the June's going in for about 160 now. You can get a consultation for about $40. Prescription fees are about 10 or 15. That's the same with any medicine.
Yeah, it's not too
So I think things have come down a little bit from where he was saying, and they're trending down.
Yes.
You know, this time next year, it'll be even cheaper again.
Yeah.
But the peak has come in at that price that the texter was saying, 200 mm-hmm. for the 10 gram. That's its starting price. Yes. I'm sure it's going to come down from there. But, you know, I'm not involved with them. I can't vouch for that.
Yeah, of course,
I'm just thinking, well, it's their first batch. It's probably got the most cost associated with it. And from here on in, it's just going to get better and cheaper.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
More people, you know, get their products approved, we'll have more choice and more options.
And I guess if you do have that bit of spare change in your pocket, if you're fortunate enough, you may as well buy local if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right on. It would be really nice, you know, if one of these billionaires that don't pay their taxes, that we have a few of here in New Zealand, according to the latest IRD report that the government did, all these people that have that pay less tax than people on minimum wages and things, be nice if they would do something like, you know, to ease their conscience. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're feeling it.
Yes.
I'm sure they are. You know, they could underwrite some medicine for people.
Yeah.
This sort of thing actually happens in America, where some progressively minded, incredibly wealthy people fund medical cannabis and substance testing and things like that.
Yeah.
So it'd be great to see that here.
James Cameron.
If anyone's listening. Yeah.
James Cameron.
Come on, man.
Probably.
Come on, step up.
All right. First Thursday up on K Road. Come
right,
and see Chris
tonight.
At the Hemp Store.
Yes. Tonight, up at the K Road, we'll be there. I'll be in the medicating zone because I'm feeling the need. So come and join me. You can have a chat. And the next substance testing is Saturday the 10th of June. That's two Saturdays away. It's 11 to 3, so it's during the day. And, mate, big news just before we go. The date for J-Day.
Oi! Yes, I confirmed.
Woo! It's the 2nd of December.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, first
summer.
Weekend of summer.
Yeah.
We're going to see out this wet, crappy weather.
Yep.
Get the park in tip-top shape. And part of our you know, reasoning for this as well is the vendors and everyone else is involved getting back into that summer season again. So hold tight through the winter season, people. Get your prescription if you need to see yourself through. But we will organise some events in the lead up to election too.
Okay.
Can't say where or when right yet, but there will be something.
All right.
This side of the election.
Right. Hey, thank you, Chris. On. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Do it, man. That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.